On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I could not resist opening the show with a summer song to make all of you aware that, at least in my opinion, when it hits Labor Day weekend, for all intent and purposes, summer is over. You might remember when you were going to school how Labor Day always marked you had one more day of vacation. Usually it was on a Tuesday, and then school started on a Wednesday. So Labor Day weekend is always a bittersweet. But, you know, I want to take a look back, and I thought maybe you would like to join me, and we'll reminisce a little bit about the summer of 2022. And the number to get on board, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. I am Dick Bowerly, and I'm in for Brian and in for Joe, but never fear. Joe will be here at 10 o'clock doing David's show. So as we juggle the schedule around a little bit here on WBEN, we're all dedicated to having a lot of fun as we head into your Labor Day weekend. And of course, the big Wing Fest is also this weekend. So there's still some things going on, even though summer is winding down. Now, for me, and I wonder how you feel about this, for me, the summer of 22 felt like a return to some large degree of normalcy. Lots of outdoor shows, there were no restrictions, people out having a good time. It just felt like this giant bastion of relief to me because it felt so normal. I mean, I don't have to remind you how lousy the summer of 2020 was. And I don't have to remind you that even last summer, it was getting back to normal was a little bit of a trickle. It really wasn't a, like, open the spigot and everybody's going to do whatever they want to do again, just like they did many years before. That didn't happen in the summer of 2021. I think people were still, a little unsure how to deal with, you know, with the COVID thing. I think there was still a lot of trepidation and people were maybe afraid to go out and do things or shake hands or hug a friend. A lot of that was going on, I think, last summer. But this year, it's like Katie bar the door. Open it up full on, because it sure felt to me like a wonderful, normal summer. Not to mention the weather, Lucas. And by the way, I should mention, Lucas behind the soundboard producing today's show. And we've worked together before. He's not doing traffic today. He's going to do his best to make me cohesive, I think. Or at least so he promises me. But anyways, getting back to what I was talking about, this summer was weather-wise, if you liked real hot tropical weather, you certainly had it this summer. Most of the major concert events were outside were largely unaffected by weather. Now I had four or five outdoor things booked, only missed one on a Sunday afternoon. That was it. All the ones that we really wanted to do, we were able to get in without any problem. I think it was just a wonderful summer, return to normalcy. And, of course, the local produce, as I always like to prop up when I'm on, the local produce this year was absolutely outstanding. It was, to me, an absolutely great summer. Now, there was a sad thing about this summer for me. You know, don't get your Kleenex out because it's really not that heavy a topic. But you know what was sad for me this summer? Two of my favorite shows ended. Shows that I have watched for forever, as long as they've been on, that to me were always destination watching. One of those shows being Ozark. Everybody's, and I can't play any clips from Ozark as much as I would like to, because who didn't love Susie? Well, Susie was from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Ruthie was on Ozark. I can't play anything from her. for obvious reasons. If you've watched the show, for obvious reasons, I cannot play any Ruthie clips or the FCC will be very, very angry with me and the radio station. But anyway, so Ozark ends. And it, when a series that you've watched for a long time ends, there's always that little bit of like, okay, here's the last episode. Is it going to be a good one? Are they going to wrap things up? Or is it going to be like, you know, I was not a fan when The Sopranos ended. I was not a fan of how that show ended. I thought it was way too inconclusive, way too artsy, in the sense that they left the ending up to our interpretation. I don't know about you, but if I'm watching something, tell me the ending. I don't want to have to make up my own ending. And I did not like the end of The Sopranos. My big takeaway from the ending of The Sopranos, however, if I hear Don't Stop Believing one more time, I swear to God, I am going to lose it. That's the big takeaway from The Sopranos, was don't stop believing. So anyhow, the ending of Ozark, I thought it nudged a little bit up against The Sopranos, but maybe they were leaving the door open to do a follow-up movie. I don't know. But at least it was more or less concluded where all of the major characters that had some kind of resolution to their issues. And, of course, if you are familiar with Ozark, the detective that was stalking them for the majority of the last two seasons, of course, he bites the dust in the very final scene. But all the Bird family escapes. In other words, none of them die. Ruthie, she wasn't so lucky. She buys the farm, so to speak. But everybody else, the Bird family, they all survive. The detective who stalks the family, he does not survive. And I think we all could maybe see that coming a little bit. So that was my one depression, was the end of Ozark, because I thought that was a fantastic show. The other show that ended that is one of my favorites, Better Call Saul. If you were a fan of Breaking Bad, and I was, although I was a little late to the party on Breaking Bad. I had many of my friends would say, you got to watch Breaking Bad. It's unbelievable. And I was a little late to the party, but once I started watching it, I was totally addicted. So I watched all of Breaking Bad, and then we did watch Better Call Saul, and I approached that with a little bit of, you know, not knowing what to expect. It was like, is this going to just be a cheesy spinoff, or is this going to be something that has any degree of high entertainment value? Well, I thought the show was fantastic. So I'm going to say that the latter is what happened with Better Call Saul. And to me, again, it was destination viewing. If you haven't seen it, by the way, either of these shows, they are the most addictive, binge-worthy shows you will ever watch, because you will watch an episode and you cannot wait what comes next. Now, the problem with the last episode of the last season of Better Call Saul, it was only on AMC. So it was subject to commercials. And, you know, once you're used to hopping on Netflix and watching these shows without commercials, it can be a little cumbersome. So what I used to do and what I have been doing, I will record the shows so that I can zip past the commercials, because I want to get back to the action. So Better Call Saul, spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen the final episode, at the end of all of it, Saul being the unscrupulous ne'er-do-well attorney that seemed to feed off of how much can I get away with without getting caught, and he gets away with a lot of stuff for 7 years or however long the show was on. He gets away with everything. But in the end, when it comes down to who's going to pay the price for all of his legal misgivings, he or his girlfriend, Kim. Kim looks like she's going to take the fall. But at the very end, Saul admits that, hey, she had nothing to do with it. It's all on me. So the final scene of Saul is there's Kim at the prison fence. Saul is in prison, and as well it should be. So, but that was still sad. I mean, I love those shows. I know my brother Tom is a big fan of Deadwood. I liked Deadwood. I thought that was a great show. I thought the movie, not so much. The Deadwood movie, I thought was like, eh, okay, I thought that was more of a, well, we got to do a movie here. So they did the movie, and I don't think it was quite as good as the TV show. 803-0930 is the number to get on board. We're talking about the end of summer, and I just did my little monologue on the end of two of my favorite shows that happened to end this summer. Those being Better Call Saul and also Ozark, two of my favorite shows, they're gone. But when we hit Labor Day weekend, it is, to me, it is the end of summer, period. And I think the weather is supposed to be pretty decent this weekend. You've got the Wing Fest to go to. There are still a couple of other random festivals that will be taking place throughout the early fall. But the big glut of outdoor summer entertainment pretty much is over with right now. So now we have to turn our sights to other things to occupy our time. Now that's going to be real easy because guess what's happening next Thursday? And I don't mean to step on the toes of the guys down the hall, but we all know what's going to be happening next Thursday. When last we, speaking of TV shows, when last we saw them in Kansas City, we all know what happens, that the Bills won that game twice. Unfortunately, the Bills also blew that game twice. So that's our memory, our lingering memory of last year. Two phenomenal back-to-back performances by Josh Allen, followed up by... well, you know, we all know the debacle, the famous 13-second game. And I can't get too much into that because I don't want to steal the thunder from the guys down the hall. But I am a huge Bills fan. I have been since I was 10 years old. In fact, you know, the first Bills game, by the way, I ever went to, I'm really going to date myself now. My first Bills game was at the old Rock Pile in 1962. And it was in December. And the Bills played the Dallas Texans. Now, some of you who are younger are probably thinking, the Dallas Texans? Wait a minute. Aren't they the Houston Texans? Aren't they the Dallas Cowboys? Well, in the early days of the AFL, Dallas had two professional football franchises. And one were the Cowboys, and the other were the Dallas Texans, who would then ultimately move to Kansas City and become the Kansas City Chiefs. So, and I was reminded of that this week, or was it late last week, when Lenny Dawson passed away. Lenny Dawson was the great quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. He also was the host of, on HBO, they had Inside the NFL every week. He and Nick Bonacani, what a great football show that was. Those guys were great. But I got to see Lenny Dawson in his prime. And by the way, that year in 62, I believe the Dallas Texans actually won the AFL championship. So that was my very, very first Bills game. Now, that was an era, by the way, not like today. That was an era of black and white TVs. So to the point of me going to the Rock Pile with my dad and with my grandfather to see this game, I had never seen a pro football game in color. I'm serious. I had never seen it. And that was one of the things as a young lad in the fifth grade going to my first Bills game that just mesmerized me. You know, you look at the field and you see the green and the Bills in their blue uniforms and the Chiefs in their white and red uniforms. The color, when you're not used to watching a football game in color and all of a sudden you see one, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You know how it starts out black and white, but then it ends up getting into color when she gets into Oz? That was sort of the same feeling that I had going to that game. So anyhow, getting back to the here and now, we all know what happened in Kansas City last year. And now we have a team that everybody thinks is going all the way. I happen to think they have a really good shot at going all the way. I will try to curb my enthusiasm if I may borrow a title from yet another TV show. But I am, like, super stoked. I am really excited about Thursday. The only bad thing, you know, about this football season is now that we have a good team, I love Sundays for football. I mean, not that I, you know, I'll watch the games on Monday. I'll watch the games Sunday night. I'll watch the games on Thursday night, and more on that in a minute. But I love the routine of Sundays. I mean, you get programmed. I'm looking so forward to Sunday. So now the Bills are going to play Thursday, right, in L.A. Then we don't see them again until a week from that Monday. So that's a long time in between games. So the downside of having a good football team is they get all these primetime games, which means that a lot of times the games are very, very spread out. And that's going to happen again later in the season. They go to Detroit to play the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. And then we're not going to see him again for like a week from that Sunday. So that's the downside of having a good team. But am I excited? Yeah, I'm really, really excited. I just hope that Thursday night's game doesn't turn into the same kind of letdown that we saw last opening day when the Bills played the Steelers. And again, were very lackluster. It seemed like they were just not prepared at all to play that game. And, you know, when you're going to play the reigning Super Bowl champion in their stadium on a night when they're going to be celebrating their Super Bowl championship from the year before, you better bring your A game. You better bring your A game. I mean, with all of the positive pub, the punter situation notwithstanding last week, but with all the positive pub that the Bills are getting, the last thing they need, and we as fans need, are for them to lay a gigantic egg against the Rams. I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, hey, until the kickoff comes, I never know. So anyways, again, getting back to the bitter, sweet end of summer, we talked about some of the bad, you know, some of the good things that happened. And again, it's bad in the sense that we have to kiss the summer of 2022 goodbye, but it's a new beginning. We have a great football team to watch starting on Thursday, and I'm sure many of you are psyched. 803-0930 is the number to get on board, and we're talking, basically, we're kind of putting the wraps on the summer of 2022. What did you do this summer? How would you rate your experience this summer here in Western New York? I want to know. I had a wonderful summer, and I hope that all of you did too. You know, the other thing too, now I don't have to deal with any of these, but the other issue with the end of summer, if you're a boater, now you probably have to at least start thinking about, well, when do I take my boat out of the water? Where am I going to put it? And maybe how much is it going to cost me to dock it someplace? And then, of course, if you have a pool, well, that's another issue. You're probably looking at the weather reports going, oh, geez. Covering up a pool is a pain. I know there are companies that do that for you, but I can imagine that would be definitely a very not fun moment when it comes to where you have to deal with covering up your pool. Maybe I'm just lazy, but these are some of the things that do come with the end of summer. Again, 803-0930 is the number to get on board. How was your summer? I would really like to know, you know, what did you do? Did you do anything special that was out of the ordinary, that was like extra fun, that you'd love to be able to go back and do that again one more time before this weekend, Labor Day weekend, hits and it all comes crashing to a halt? Of course, if you're a parent, you're thrilled because your kids are going to be back in school as of next Wednesday. Now, the colleges typically start a week earlier. I know my grandson started at UB, I think, this week. So college is a week earlier, and then the public and the grade schools and such start, they usually start the Wednesday after Labor Day. So that's what's on the docket for today. Get on, you know, please get on board. I'd love to hear about your summer, the highs, and how about maybe some of the lows, if there were any. I really didn't have any. I mean, the only lows for me were if I had to do something outside, checking the weather reports and looking at the sky, looking at the radar, and wondering, am I going to be able to get to do this or not? Or is Mother Nature gonna throw a wrench into my plans? And I was pretty lucky this year that really didn't happen, except for one time. It did happen on a Sunday afternoon where we were supposed to do something, and the weather report was predicting nothing less than Armageddon coming, from the sky. So we deferred and decided probably best not to undertake that particular venture that day because the weather was really iffy. And then I guess later, as it turned out, it did get really bad in the area that we were supposed to go to. So no harm, no foul there at all. Let's go to Sandy. Sandy, you are on. Tell me about your summer.
Hi, Dick. I'm from, Larry and I are from your class of Pemmer East 1970.
Oh, my goodness. I know you.
Yes, I know you. But this summer, we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary.
Well, that's certainly memorable, and not to mention that we had our little 50-plus-2 thing last weekend.
Well, congratulations to you. We went on a cruise to Hawaii, and we went around all the Hawaiian islands, and it was beautiful. And then this past weekend, we had a 50th wedding anniversary party at our home. Actually, we're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania now. And we had all our family here for that. We renewed our vows. And then yesterday was my Pemmer East Class of 70, 70th birthday.
Wow. So you did have a summer for the ages, so to speak. Huh, Sandy? It was all good, huh?
Yes. And the weather was beautiful all summer. We had a beautiful summer weather. And it was nice to be able to go out and be amongst friends and go to restaurants. And even our cruise was, it was amazing.
That's great. Well, Sandy, it was always nice to hear from you. And I'm glad that you had a great summer. To our other listeners, if you have a summer story, good, bad, or indifferent, get on board at 803-0930. And we'll talk more end of summer after the break.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucas, that was an excellent find. I have to tell you, for a young fella, I didn't expect that. I didn't see that one coming, and I know that song. I did not see it coming. 803-0930 is the number to get on board. And as if you can't tell, we're sort of putting the wraps on the summer of 2022, and I'm throwing it out to you to find out. Give me your review of the summer of 2022. And that rhymed, and I had no intention of doing that. I really didn't. That was totally improv, by the way. It doesn't happen very often where you come up with something so profound and you're just pulling it out of the air. And, you know, I thought of one other kind of bad thing about the summer of 2022, and I know that many of you have been affected by this. I do think it was a bad summer for allergies. My allergies have never been as bad at times as they have been this summer, in fact, including today, by the way, as you can probably tell by my voice. There's just a lot of stuff floating around out there. So I think what happens, and again, I'm not a horticulturist, so what do I know? But my best guess is that with the weather that we had being so nice, so hot for the most part, even with the minimal rain that we had, that I just say there's probably a lot more plants that were flourishing, releasing a lot more and different kinds of pollen into the air, and our bodies are probably not used to some of the stuff that's floating around. So in any event, yeah, that's another downside to this summer. One of the few downsides to this summer, allergies, absolutely horrific this summer, which is not fun when you are talking on the radio or when you are otherwise performing on stage with people. But that's why they make all those fancy antihistamines and stuff. You know, keeps the drugstores in business. The drugstores are very happy because of the intense allergy season. 803-0930. I'm Dick Bowerly. I am in for Brian, and I am in for Joe. But actually, Joe is here. Unlike Elvis, Joe is in the building. He just stopped in for a visit. Joe will be covering. He will be covering for David from 10 to 2. And, you know, sneak preview as usual. He has Lauren Fix will be on talking cars. And at 1 o'clock for his weekly visit, my high school friend, by the way, name drop alert, Carl Calabrese will be on with Joe. I just saw Carl last week at our Kenmore East 50-plus-2-year reunion. And I've known Carl since eighth grade, so always a joy to talk to Carl. So he'll be on with Joe at 1. And Lauren Fix will be on at 12:30. You know, I was listening to last week when David had Lauren on, and I was blown away because she was on a rant about electric cars. And that happens to be something that I could easily go on a rant on, and which I've done actually on this very program or other programs I've been on WBEN. You know, I don't believe that we are ready yet for electric cars for 50 million reasons, many of which Lauren cited in the show last week. The one thing that she said, though, that I hadn't thought of, I don't know if you are a car junkie or not, or you just you're cruising the channels on TV and you run across a Mecum auction or something, and they're pretty addicting. You know, you'll see, for me, I'll see all these cars from the 60s that you used to see at places like Ted's or Pat's Hot Dogs and racing up and down Sheridan Drive. You see all these cars that where they were like a dime a dozen, and at auction now they're going for like $85,000, $90,000. That just blows me away. But like Lauren was saying, how would you like to be the guy that goes to one of these auctions and you finally see that 1966 GTO that you always wanted, that carbon footprint destroyer, your 1966 GTO with the 389 engine, and you actually have the means to buy it. So you spend maybe in excess of $100,000 for that car. And then what if they pull the plug on that car in 3 years? Where all of a sudden, we're going to have a gas tax now that if you have a gas vehicle, you have to pay a surcharge of $1,000 a year for the privilege of driving that vehicle. Or what if it gets outlawed altogether? So that was something that she brought up that I did think was kind of interesting. Like, you know, you buy these cars as an investment. Unlike houses, most people buy these cars, they enjoy them for a while before they either age catches up with them or whatever, and they decide that they have to put them up for sale. But what if, you know, you have means and you're younger and you say, I'm going to keep this 66 GTO for at least 20 years. Well, what happens if in year 13 you can't drive it anymore, which could be the case in places like California, which, by the way, I'm sure you're all aware that as being the leading proponent of wanting to do away with all fossil fuel vehicles by, 2035, and now they're telling people, don't charge your electric vehicles. Our grid isn't strong enough. Turn your air conditioning off. Don't charge. I mean, come on. I have to laugh. I could either cry, scream, or laugh. But I opt to laugh on that. It just goes to show you that, let's not even go there. Let's not even go there. It's a nice day outside. 803-0930, 803-0930. We are putting the wraps on the summer of 2022. So I ask you, how was your summer? Again, the Chicken Wing Fest, which is an annual event being held this weekend at Highmark Stadium. I guess it's okay for me to mention it because everybody else is talking about it. And that should be a typically great event. I, by the way, I was at the very, very first one. way back when it was at the old then Pilot Field. So the Chicken Wing Festival certainly has evolved, and it has gotten huge, absolutely huge. Now, not overly a fan of the eating contests. That just doesn't have any interest, you know, for me. You know, great that somebody can eat like 5,000 wings in like 3 minutes, or, you know, how many hot dogs. With all due respect to Joey Chestnut, you know, I guess it is a skill. I don't have that skill. I mean, a hot dog and a half. Hot dog and a half, and I'm done. Right, and that's it. But you know, to each their own. And I'm not gonna criticize, you know, him for that. That's what he does. 803-0930. Talking about the end of the summer of 2022. One quick note: I do read the text screen, and somebody did point out to me that apparently we were talking about the Sopranos ending a little earlier in the show, and somebody said that. Now, again, this is uncorroborative. I'm just going by what's on the text board, that apparently there was a Sopranos movie in the works, but because the producers ultimately were aware that people thought the ending was really bad, and I would be in that camp, but obviously they could not do it because of the sudden passing of James Gandolfini. So that is sort of interesting. You know, speaking of movies, by the way, speaking of movies after the fact, did you know that that movie El Camino that is on Netflix actually is the postscript to Breaking Bad? I don't know if you're aware of that. I was unaware, but it's really great. It picks up. I thought it was great. Some people didn't like it. I thought it was superb because it really tied up all the final loose ends. So if you liked Breaking Bad and if you liked Saul, then, if I may make a suggestion, because, you know, winter is coming, and there's going to be a snowy day, and you have Netflix, and you're going to go, oh, man, I'm done shoveling. What can I watch that's going to entertain me? I highly recommend the movie El Camino, because it ties the whole Breaking Bad, Saul saga together. And I'll give you this much of a spoiler. What it does, essentially, it picks up Jesse's story. Jesse, you may recall, was Walter White's protege, if you will, or I should say Walter White was maybe his protege in their little manufacturing business. So it tells the story of what happened to Jesse after Walter White is gone and Mike is gone and Saul is in jail. It tells that story. And there are some really interesting flashbacks that answer some of the few remaining questions that were not answered in Breaking Bad. So if you want to talk about, I really have to tip my hat to the producers of that triumvirate of great TV programming, because they really did go out of their way to conclude each and every story. And you don't see that very often. And as I said, I was using the Sopranos ending as an example earlier. I don't know how we got off on movies, but that's okay, and TV shows. But again, it's the end of summer, so I guess the tie-in is this. With colder weather coming, perhaps you're going to be looking for something to watch aside from the Bills. And, of course, you know, hockey season's not too far behind either. So, but, hey, when that kickoff hits next Thursday night, if you don't think, if you don't think summer is over on Monday, you certainly can think that summer's over on Thursday, because back to school, back to football, that basically marks, for me, it's the end of summer. Again, I had a great summer. I hope that you did. To me, it was, if you had to title it, it was the summer of normal, or at least as close to normal as we think of as being normal. We don't have to revisit the summer of 2020. That was a fiasco. We don't have to celebrate much the summer of 2021. That was all of us sort of getting our sea legs back underneath us, where with restrictions, venues were opening up. Most major acts, by the way, musical acts, national ones, canceled their concerts because it didn't make any kind of sense for them to travel and do shows in venues where people had to sit like 5 feet apart or 6 feet apart. So there was really very little normal about the summer of 2021. Was it better than 20? Yeah, it was by a hair or two, but it was still kind of frustrating in a way, because you got a little bit of a taste of what used to be, but really not enough of it. It was a tease. However, this summer, you got a full-on taste of just how great summers in Western New York can be. Again, the produce, the weather was outstanding. Maybe too outstanding, because as I was mentioning a few minutes ago, good weather usually means good allergies, and I certainly have them today. 803-0930, how was your summer? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. How would you grade this summer? If you had to give it a letter grade, would you give it an F, a C, a D? I would give this summer a solid A+, all things considered. The social events, the weather, the general good vibe that was in the air that had not been felt for at least the last two summers. I love summer, but I always have flashbacks this time of year back to when I was in school. The best weeks of summer vacation, by the way, are always the first 2 weeks. You finish your final exam, right? And then you're just like, we're done for months. And it seems like you're going to be off from school for an eternity, right? And then by about the middle of July, reality sets in where you start going, gee, I only have two more weeks of July. Then I have August. And then I'm back to school. So to me, the ultimate summer vacation was always the first 2 weeks from the final exam ending to maybe the week after the 4th of July. That was the best part of summer vacation. But after that, I was already starting to get into my, I have to go back to school mindset. And that was never fun. And did you ever notice how at the end of summer, like maybe the last week in August, you always found something really fun to do with your friends, but you realized summer's almost over. Why didn't we do this in July? That happened to me. Lucas, that happened to me every year, where we would find these really cool things to do, but summer was over. I mean, dumb. I guess I just didn't have the right group of friends. For sure. 803-0930. I am Dick B. I am in for Brian and Beamer. And Beamer actually will be with you shortly. He'll be on at 10. And he's looking forward to giving you a great show. He'll be in for David at 10 o'clock. And he'll have the usual gang with him. He'll have Lauren Fix on at 12:30. He will have my high school buddy Carol Calabrese on at 1. And I'm sure there's lots to talk about there. But I'm not going to go there, but I'm sure that, Carl is our local political expert. He knows far more than I do. And, we'll see what Carl, I'd be very interested to hear, Carl's takes on, what's going on. He always has some good stuff. We had a great conversation, by the way, at our reunion, details of which I cannot divulge on the air. We will keep them privately between Carl and myself, of course. I'll just say that we are, we get along absolutely get along great, and always have since eighth grade, by the way, at Ben Franklin. So now you know my life story. I'm starting to sound like my brother Tom, aren't I? 803-0930. I'm Dick Bowerly. I'll be with you for a few more minutes. I have time to sneak in another call. If you want to get on board and quickly tell me your letter grade for the summer of 2022, A through F. I already gave it an A. Lucas, you got a grade for me for your summer?
I'll give it an A.
Yeah. I want someone to call in and say it's an F, and I want to know why. But I think that would be kind of hard to do. But it is kind of sad. Normally, aside from going back to school always contained with it, a little bit of excitement too. You know, who's, you know, what's my teacher? Who are my teachers? What are they going to be like? Who's in my class? That part of it was exciting. And then, of course, going back to school also always coincided with the beginning of football season. I'm a football junkie, self-confessed. I should admit myself because, you know, my wife will tell you that it's just obsession. To me, this, not to sound sacrilegious, but to me, opening day of the NFL season is like, is my Christmas. It's like Christmas for me. It's that, or my birthday. I mean, it is that exciting a day. And granted, you know, the first week of the football season, weird stuff usually happens where really bad teams can look really good for a week, and then they kind of come back to earth about a week or two later. And as we saw last year, sometimes really good teams like the Bills stumble coming out of the blocks, which was what happened in their game against the Steelers last year. I never expected that to happen, them losing to that team. Lucas, you were going to say something.
Oh, no. I can't even pinpoint how many times I've seen the Jaguars win week one and then go on to finish 3-13 or 2-14 in previous years.
Yeah, really. You know, I'll tell you. Well, it's going to be fun. But I really hope everybody, let's send out, and I want you, for me and you, I want you to do this. Take this weekend and make it the perfect finale for the summer of 2022. The weather is supposed to be nice. You've got the Chicken Wing Fest. Maybe you have some friends with a boat. You can kind of like, you know, invite yourself on. Or maybe you have some friends with that beautiful in-ground pool. Maybe you can invite yourself over for a cookout. That's what I would do, you know. But in any event, make it count. Because I think let's celebrate that the summer of 22, and again, Lucas gave it an A. I gave it an A. I think many of you would equally give it no less than probably a B, allergies notwithstanding. You would probably not give it any less than a B or a B plus. Have yourself the time of your life this weekend. If you're going to a party, stay safe. Don't overindulge. But just take advantage and reflect back on, think of how far we have come from the summer of 2020, which I will tell you, that's an F, right? Any day of the week, the summer of 2020 is absolutely an F. I would give the summer of 2021 maybe a C, but I got to give this summer an A because life went on for all of us in Western New York. It was an absolutely wonderful time for me. I hope you did have a wonderful time, and we will hopefully have an opportunity to talk more about this in the future. If I can come on, if I'm ever on again for David or Tom, who is out of town doing the Holland Oats thing, I think that's what he is doing. So in any event, I will say sayonara. Have yourselves a wonderful day, and stay tuned for Joe Beamer, who is coming up next.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.